From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now a story that seems to illustrate the old adage, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. Newspapers have been watching Google with a certain amount of awe and envy as a search engine snatched away more and more of their ad revenue. Today, Google announced a new plan to send some of those advertisers back to the printed page. The company plans to place ads in newspapers, and so far, more than 50 newspapers have signed up for the program. To find out more about how this works and why newspapers would join forces with a former rival, we're joined by John Fine. He writes the media-centric column for Business Week magazine. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
So how would this work?
How this works is essentially Google has an auction system in place by which advertisers can come in and literally bid on, say, search terms, and this is how you get the ads that appear next to searches, you know, that you see every time you go to Google. How it works with newspapers is kind of different. The newspapers decide what inventory they want to have available, at least at the outset. They're only doing ad sizes up to a quarter of a page, and they basically set a kind of minimum price. One thing that Google is stressing and makes it slightly different from its other earlier attempts in the space is that in the past, Google has just bought space from newspapers or magazines and then auctioned it off. This time, they're really letting a newspaper set the prices.
So Google is essentially turning into an ad broker.
Google is indeed turning into an ad broker, and they keep turning into more and more of an ad broker as the weeks go on.
So why would the advertiser deal with Google to place an ad in the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post? Why not just call the Journal or the Post directly?
That's a really good question. The answer is that Google has a system that allows advertisers to track very carefully on how the ads are doing. If you're buying a search term ad, you can monitor more or less in real time. If you have three different kinds of ads up, you can monitor which one is getting clicked on the most, and you can sort of tweak the ad to get more people to look at and click on your ads. One thing that advertisers really like with Google and that has drawn them to this, according to at least one that I've talked to, is that this allows them to apply some of those metrics to print advertising, which doesn't really exist, you know, anywhere. Generally, you just buy the ad in the Washington Post and you kind of throw it out in there and you hope it works. With this, the idea is that, you know, Google will be able to overlay some of its own metrics on it. You'll be able to get some feedback on what works and what's not. And a lot of advertisers are more comfortable buying ad space this way.
So, Jen, I'm not sure I understand this. If an advertiser places an ad in a newspaper through Google, how will they know that they're still reaching their intended audience?
The short answer is I don't precisely know what specifics those are. I mean, I have not seen, nor has any other reporter, nor has any really advertiser seen the system yet. What Google has done is they've created a advertising system by which you can place online ads that gives really good feedback. And the assumption of some of them is that some of that is going to flow into Google's print ads, that there is going to be some way that they're going to get additional feedback and additional advertiser metrics than they already get from buying print ads.
And you mentioned several of the big city papers have signed on, the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the National Paper, the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they join forces with a former rival?
They're joining forces with Google because they need it. Right now, newspapers need all the help they can get. The revenue picture has been ugly for newspapers, particularly the big city and national newspapers, and in last quarter, it got only uglier. There's a degree of irony to this. You're partnering with someone that, in effect, competes with you for ad dollars. But if you talk to ad reps at these major newspapers, they're saying, look, we get to set the rates, and this could bring in some new advertisers. And by the way, we need the revenue. This means more revenue for us. Who are we to say no?
Thanks, John.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
John Fine. He writes the media-centric column for Business Week magazine.